Respect to Kim Jong-un, Vice Chairman of the Central Military Commission of the Workers' Party of Korea and Supreme Leader of our party, state and army, in reflection of the boundless mourning of the entire army and people of the country and the world's progressive humanity, this is the Bureau of Respect to Kim Jong-un again and expressed deep condolences on December 27th. He was accompanied by senior officials of the party, state and armed forces institutions Kim Yong-nam, Choi Yong-min, Lee Yong-ho, Kim Kyung-hee, Kim Yong-chun, Chun Byung-ho, Kim Guk-tae, Kim Ki-nam, Choi Tae-bok, Yang Hyung-seop, Lee Yong-mu, Oh Kung-yeol, Kang Seok-ju, Byun Yong-lip, Jang Sung-taek, Kim Seung-gak, Kim Yang-geun, Kim Yong-il, Park Do-chun, Choi Ryong-hae, Kim Rak-hee, Choi Jong-su, Kim Pyong-hae, Moon Kyung-deok, Choi Ju-chang, Lee Dong-chuk, and Kim Sang-seop. The Korean army and people painted a day of the socialist constitution of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea at the historic time when they have turned out as one in the struggle to further glorify the socialist system dignified with Juche and powerful with Sungun or army first politics, changing their great sorrow over the bitterest national misfortune into redoubled strength and courage. The great leader Kim Jong-il regarded it as his lifelong mission to defend and admirably carry forward and develop the nation-building ideas and exploits of the fatherly leader President Kim Il-sung, founder of Socialist Korea, and demonstrate the dignity and grandeur of the DPRK all over the world, and devoted his life to the struggle for its realization. Thanks to his wise guidance, the character of Korean-style socialism was defended, and the proud reality opened in which the people's ideal is coming true in the flames of great upsurge. The fatherly leader Kim Jong-il devoted himself entirely to the prosperity of socialist Korea and gave unremitting guidance to the final drive toward 2012 aboard the people-bound train till the last moment of his life, without relieving his pent-up fatigue even a moment. With a sorrow over his so regrettable death, the People's Army service persons and people of broad sections called at the Kumsusan Memorial Palace without a letter. The palace was enveloped in a solemn atmosphere, and the flag was hung at half-mast. The bier of the great leader Kim Jong-un was lying in flowers, covered with a red flag representing the lifelong desire of the three commanders of Mount Baekdu. Marked on the front of his bier, along with the national emblem of the DPRK, were the years 1942 to 2011, showing the brilliant life of respected Kim Jong-un, a great revolutionary, pious patriot, and benevolent father of the people, who devoted his all only to the country and people. Placed before the bier were shown the straps of the DPRK Marshal, holder of Kim Il-sung, Kim Il-sung Prize, the medals of the Hero of the Republic and the Labor Hero, and lots of other honors and medals, which were presented to the great leader Kim Jong-il by the army and people of Korea in praise of his immortal exploits. Seen at the venue of the morning service was a wreath from Kim Jong-un, Vice Chairman of the Central Military Commission of the Workers' Party of Korea. Laid there were wreaths in the name of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, the Central Military Commission of the Workers' Party of Korea, the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, the Presidium of the Supreme People's Assembly of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and the Cabinet of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and many other wreaths sent by the People's Army Service personnel, people of border sections, and foreign heads of state, and of progressive humanity. Written on the ribbons of the wreaths were the letters reading, "In memory of the great leader Kim Jong-il with deepest reverence, the great leader Kim Jong-il will always be with us, and the great leader Kim Jong-il will be immortal." Standing by the bier of the great leader Kim Jong-il were members of the State Funeral Commission and the Guards of Honor of the three services of the Korean People's Army and the Worker Peasant Red Guards. With a solemn playing of the dirge, the valley was wrapped in bitter grief over the loss of the fatherly leader Kim Jong-il, who devoted his life to the country and revolution, to the happiness of the people, and brilliant victory of the future cause, and thus glorified the 100-year-long history of Kim Il-sung's career and opened the bright future of another 100 years of the Juche era. Kim Jong-un, met senior officials of the party, state and armed forces institutions, observed a moment's silence in bitterest grief before the bier of the family leader Kim Jong-il, praying for his immortality, and went round the bier. Then Kim Jong-un, standing by the bier, received delegates from different provinces and people of both sections coming to express condolences over the demise of the fatherly leader Kim Jong-il. The mourners shed warm tears, calling the fatherly leader, who regarded it as the mission and pride of life to devote his life to the building of a rich and powerful country and the welfare of the people, and experienced all troubles in laying the eternal foundation of prosperity on the socialist fatherland with his unremitting patriotic devotion, and passed away so suddenly. Cherishing the memory of the great leader Kim Jong-il with deepest reverence, the mourners made a firm resolve before his bier to defend and glorify our ideas, system and cause under the outstanding guidance of respected Kim Jong-un.